There's a lot said about today, about, you know, what you should do, the do's and don'ts of Valentine's Day. You know, should you do this, should you do that, flowers, etc., blah, blah, blah. Other people say, oh, it's just so commercial. I want to find out from psychotherapist and relationship expert Melissa Ferrari. I want to get to the bottom of one of the biggest hard-hitting questions from a mate of mine. He said, you know, you're doing this whole I do take two thing and I don't have a partner. And then the question was posed, should I send a Valentine's message to my ex? Melissa, is this a good idea or is this just a red rag to a bull? Stay away.
You know, what it comes down to there is really if you've got good memories of that ex and things weren't too bad and you think that something can be rekindled, we'll go ahead. Ooh. But I think if it's going to put you into a place where you're going to make someone very unhappy and the relationship didn't end very well, well, I think naturally it's not a good idea to be doing that. You know, sometimes when we're out of a relationship, what we've got to remember is that an ex can look so much more attractive when we're out of a relationship. And then sometimes as soon as you send that text and you get that response that you don't like and you go, oh, why did I do this? So I think it's something that needs a lot of thought.
What's your stance on Valentine's Day cards, right? Because, you know, a lot of people will traditionally give them to their lover or their husband or their wife
their
or somebody
lover.
That they have got a special spot for. But is it appropriate to give Valentine's Day cards, like, to your friends or to other family members?
You know, I know. I think it's kind of sweet, actually. I know every year I always get my daughter, not my son because he's not interested, a little rose and pop it on her bed on Valentine's Day. Mm. Me personally, I think it's a very sweet thing. I know that others would say it's quite creepy, but and depends on who it is. But I think it's a lovely gesture and really it's just all about love.
Oh, I like that. Because I actually would swing the other way. But now that you've said it like that, if Valentine's Day is all about celebrating love, well, then why wouldn't you include everyone you love?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a day where you can let someone know how you feel and it doesn't only have to be a romantic partner because, you know, it's a great day and inspires you to think, well, hang on, who do I love? And I'm going to let them know.
Yeah, well, I really love those sentiments as well. I'm going to be leaving a red rose for Addison and for my little Emery. So both my daughters will get a rose and Tanya will get dinner made for her. So I think that's a beautiful gesture to give that to the girls and let the little girls know that Dad loves them as well.
Oh, that's very sweet, Adam. I think they'll absolutely love it.
Melissa Ferrari, always wonderful to catch up. I know that when we have the relationship question, we'll be back on the phone to ask you.
Thanks, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day, no matter what you do.